He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, somebody just wave to the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for my five loaves and two fish. Say one more time, Father, I thank you for my five loaves and two fish. Amen. Please be seated in the Lord's presence. And thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, my God has been so amazing this year. And I encourage you through the rest of this month to just, you know, fill your mouth with thanksgiving and praise. Be thankful for all that the Lord has done for you. Be thankful that you are still here. It's December of 2021. Just look at how much havoc this pandemic is still creating all over the world. I mean, you think, at some point you think, oh, we are done with one. Before you know it, one new dimension comes up. It's like, oh, come on. You know, it's like, hey, can we get a break? Hallelujah. But I want you to continually fill your mouth with praise and to remind yourself always you are a covenant child of God. Okay, I have a few minutes this afternoon. I want us to, you know, it's Communion Sunday. So, the Lord kind of led me to just put the light a little bit, some light on our covenant in this service before we take communion together. And I'm going to try to wrap up the series that we've been doing Unprecedented this month by God's grace. Amen. But I want to kind of lead into that, just focusing a little bit on our covenant with the Lord. Revelation is progressive. It's almost like the taps of heaven, when they are open over you, you just keep receiving. There's even a scripture in Malachi where it says, you prove me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. And many times we think that is just talking about finances. But there is more to God's open heavens blessings than just financial blessings and financial provision. A lot of times, it's revelation actually. A lot of times, open heavens come with revelations. If you look in the Old Testament, and if you look even in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit was poured out and the heavens were open, it came with revelation. It came with revelation. This way, you know, when everybody gathered together, they saw them laughing and all of they thought they were drunk. And Peter said, we're not drunk. He says, we're not drunk. Look at the time. We can't be drunk at this time of the day. Amen. He said, but this is that which was spoken by the mouth of the prophets. Yeah. What's that? It's talking. It was referring to revelation. He said, this is that which was spoken. That is the Lord in that instance release revelation through Peter that in that moment, prophecies that had been spoken hundreds of years before were coming into manifestation. Right there in that moment. See, that was part of the accompanying open heavens blessings. Hallelujah. And revelation is progressive. And I'll say in just a few minutes here, since we have communion and I want us to close early, I'll say one or two things, few little things to you about the covenant today that I believe will be a blessing to you. So go to Isaiah 43 with me. That's that popular piece of scripture, Isaiah chapter 43. It says from verse 1, but now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. When you go through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. Neither will the flame kindle upon you. He says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men in exchange for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I want you to know the covenant is the ultimate trump that God gives to his people. The covenant changes everything. The covenant is a game changer. When you come into a clearer understanding of God's covenant with his people, your life becomes completely settled forever. Permanently settled forever. When you come into a clearer understanding of your covenant with God. See, the covenant implies that two become one. And those two may have been separated before. Those two may have been divided before. Those two may have not been at peace before. But when they make a covenant, say, we are coming together and we're joining together our forces, those two become one. In this clearer understanding of our covenant with God, when we come together with God, we become one with God. Many believers don't understand the covenant. If we truly understood the covenant that we have with God, and if we truly understood how it worked, our lives could never be the same again. The covenant simply implies God becomes one with us in everything we do. God becomes one with us in everything we do. Hallelujah. That is, he comes into this union with us. Everything that belongs to him now belongs to us. And everything that belongs to us now belongs to him. And in that union, as we walk together, when we walk, God is walking. I don't think you heard me. The way this covenant works, the way our covenant with God works, oh boy, every aspect of your life is already taken care of. Amen. Every good thing that has been ordained concerning you, there is already a plan for it and is already established. Amen. Because we are one with him. Yes. There is no deficiency in God. Amen. There is no lateness in God. God is the on-time God. Everything God does is on time. There can be no lateness in your life. Whatever season of life you find yourself in, if you are walking in the covenant, you are on time. You are on time. That's why a 90-year-old woman could have a baby and she was on time. She was not late. She was not late. That's why a 60-year-old man could get married and he was on time the day he got married, at 60. Isaac was not late. Sarah was not late. Why? Because they walked in the covenant of Jehovah God. When you walk in the covenant of Jehovah God, God is on time. You and God, you are walking together. He has a schedule. He has an agenda. He creates appointments. And all you do is you just walk into those appointments. So everything has to work together for your good. Everything. Somebody say with me, I serve an on-time God. Say this. Say, my God is never late. My God is never behind time. So everything concerning my life is on time. You have to understand everything about your life is on time. When you walk in this covenant, you will never be behind. You can't. You know these things people say, oh, well, you know, oh, so late, you are behind. Oh, no, not for a covenant child of God. You are never behind. Do you know, a covenant child of God was a man 80 years old. His name was Moses. And he started a new ministry at 80. A world-changing ministry at 80. You are never behind. You are never late when you are walking in covenant with God. See, I want you to have deep confidence. I'm taking you this month as I wrap up talking about unprecedented. I'm going to be talking about trust in God, deep trust in God. But I want to lead you into that by just focusing a little bit today, talking about this, our covenant that we have with God. Look at what he said here. And I have to watch my time. Help me, somebody, please. When you pass through, look, he says, I've called you by my name. You are mine, he said. You are mine. Amen. Why? Because we are in covenant with him. He said, I have redeemed you. You are mine. That redemption is what brought us into covenant with him. So because we are his and because we are redeemed, everywhere we go, he goes. That's why he says there, when you pass through the waters, what will happen? I will be with you. When you go through the waters, what would happen? It will not over. Why? Because I will be there with you. When you walk through the fire, what would happen? You will not be burned. Why? Because I will be there with you. Isn't there a clear example of this in the Bible? Those three Hebrew boys. They did go through fire, but they were not burnt. Why? Because God was there with them. In fact, when the king showed up and he looked, he said, wow, we threw three people into that furnace. How come there's a fourth person there? He said, and that fourth person, listen to what he said, and that fourth man, he looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. That is, even in the fire, he's there with you. God is not afraid of fire. He's not afraid of the storm. He's not afraid of floods. Even in the storm, God is there with you. He's always there with you. Hallelujah. No matter how uncomfortable, no matter how difficult, he's always there with you. And he's on your side. He's working it out together for your good. Every season of your life is mapped out by God. You will not be late. You will not fail. You will not come behind. You will not lose. Hallelujah. Do you remember what he said about David in Psalm 89? You should do what I did in my Bible. I didn't cross out the name of David because that would be dishonoring him. Because I honored the man of God. But what I did, I put a circle around it. As in, thank you, Lord, for the covenant you had with David. But around that circle, I now put my own name, Kayode. Because David is gone, but Kayode is still here. In Psalm 89 verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto Circle Kayode, my servant. Mm-hmm. David is the one there, but I put Circle on it. I honor the man of God, but he's gone now. Kayode is the one here. I have sworn unto Kayode, my servant. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said in that same Psalm 89, he said in verse 33, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto Circle Kayode, verse 36, his seed shall endure forever. His throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. Let me tell you, nobody has ever been into forever but God. God has been into forever and back. And God says, because you are in covenant with me, I settle your forever. I settle your forever. Your forever is settled. Listen, if your forever is settled, it means your tomorrow is settled. If your forever is settled, it means your next year, 2022, is settled. If your forever is settled, it means your next 10 years are settled. If your forever is settled, it means your childbearing season is settled. If your forever is settled, it means your marital season is settled. If your forever is settled, your retirement season is settled. If your forever season, your business starting mission is settled. If your forever season, your vision casting season is set. If you're for everything, your car, everything is settled because you are in covenant with God. Because you are in covenant with God. You are in God, you are in the same boat together. He's not an absentee shepherd like we were singing this morning. He's always with us. I'm not alone, they sang this morning. Your shepherd is always with you. Hallelujah. He is that covenant-making God and covenant-keeping God who will never leave you, ever, ever leave you. Let's look at one scripture and then go to the Old Testament and close out there in Exodus. I want to show you something the Lord showed me this week about the covenant that I had never seen or paid attention to before. But he opened my eyes to see this week. And, you know, I say this all the time. You've heard me say these things. Oh, it changed my life. Oh, I don't know how many times you heard me say, oh, it changed my life. It changed my life forever. It is true. I'm in this process of change, life changing. All of us are, if we will pay attention. Because revelation is progressive. And there are many things we don't know. But as we keep walking with this God, he keeps opening our eyes and we keep finding out things. This thing about thanking God for my 5 loaves and my 2 fish, he just dropped it in one recording I was doing, just right there in that studio. And I couldn't right there, I had to gather myself, remembering that I was doing a recording in that studio. I had to gather myself to not, to you know, to kind of keep it together, you know, and be professional. I had to be professional. But I tell you, that thing just exploded like a bomb within me. And from that moment, God is my witness. Some things have changed I cannot even describe to you. Some things have changed forever that I cannot describe to you. Thank you, Lord, for my 5 loaves and my 2 fish. Thank you, Father. And since then, I've received actually multiple people who say, oh, I saw this in my devotion. Oh, I saw this in my devotion. I say, yeah, God, it's amazing. Because it's almost, you know, it just keeps saying it. That's all you need. You need 5 loaves and 2 fish from Mr. Anonymous. That's it. That's it. So you don't need to be playing politics, trying to find connection, trying to make your own way. Let the covenant-making God, the covenant-keeping God, let him create your anonymouses. Your anonymouses will produce the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and you will feed the multitudes. That's it. That's it. That's it. So suddenly, I came into a place where all fear, fear about the vision, fear about how do we get it done, fear about where the resources coming from, fear about where the, all of that, it just broke everything, right there, broke everything, right there. And you know, needs keep coming from everywhere, needs keep coming, needs keep, we are not God, we are not the Father, he's the only one, he's the provider, he's the one who meets every need. But every need he put our name on, as in, I want you to meet this need, I vowed before the Lord we will meet it. Every need, I don't care what the bottom line is not money. Bottom line is the covenant. Amen. Every need that God put our name on and say, I want you to. And it's amazing the supernatural way in which God works. Yes. Somebody say, I thank God for my 5 loaves and my 2 fish, including my Mr. Anonymous and my Mrs. Anonymous and my little boy, Anonymous, and my little girl, Anonymous. Amen. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember in Hebrews 13:5. Remember that in the Amplified version of the Bible. You remember what he said there? I will not, thank you. I will not, I will not, I will not. Why is he saying it that many times? Hebrews 13:5 in the Amplified. Why, look at that second. Let your character, moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possession, and be satisfied with your present circumstances, what you have. This next part. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. My. That is his covenant. I will not. Then he says, I will not. I will not. I will not. 3 times. 3 times. Three times. I will not. I will not. I will not. Come on, you have only 2 ears. He says it 3 times. That means it's more than enough. I will not. I will not. I would, if there is any doubt left, I want you to know today, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not. I will not leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you. I will not. That's the covenant. That is the way the covenant works. Hallelujah. Oh, the covenant will change your life. I tell you, folks, you pray this prayer. Lord, help me open my eyes to see deeper things, deeper dimensions of the workings of your covenant in my life. Pray that all the time. God, open my eyes to see deeper dimensions of the workings of your covenant in my life. Because it will change your life permanently. When you become a covenant man and a covenant woman of God, everything changes. It's a game changer. It's a total game changer. You cannot be decoded, you cannot be unraveled. Yeah. Because the code is in Jesus. You can't understand it. There is no telling. There are questions that have no answers. You cannot have answers to it. How? How is that happening? How are they getting that done? How are they moving? You can't decode it. Because God himself, and some people will say, I think I know. You don't know. You have no idea. It's not the working of your hand. It is your covenant keeping God. Oh, my friends, I pray that you come into a deeper relationship with this Almighty God. At different levels, there are some things that you know, you walk around and you kind of like, I think I understand that. Then he unravels certain things that you just have no, you just, there is no way to explain that. How did that happen? How did that happen? Hallelujah. There is no explaining it. I remember a few years ago, we were working on something. We were working on something with the government, and privilege we needed, something for that had to do with our missions and all of that, and immigration was involved and all of that. And you know, things were quiet, everything was. And one morning, all hell broke loose around our property. All hell broke loose. There was this terrible winter storm, broke everything, broke all the electric wires, tore down this, tore down that, trees fell, everything. That morning, the officer from the office of the government that was supposed to interview me for this particular situation chose that day to come here. Without notice. Chose the day all hell broke loose to come here. And ordinarily, I would not have been here probably. I would probably have been somewhere else. But because all hell broke loose, and we had to fix stuff, and we had to do things, and we had to, you know, I had to be around and was trying to reach different people. This was like maybe a Tuesday or something. It was middle of the week. I mean, no, but there's no. And that officer drove in here. Went through all the doors. Of course, all the doors were locked. I probably was praying a little bit in the sanctuary. Knocked on all the doors. And while I was praying in the sanctuary, I just felt like I'm done. I want to go back to the lounge, to my office. So I went back to there was no power, remember? No power, nothing. And at the same moment I walked into that office, I had a loud bang on my door. That officer from the government stayed at that door, banging on my door, because she saw my car there. She felt there's somebody on this property. There's no power, there's nothing. She banged on the door. Finally, I came there. I said, oh, I opened the door, introduced herself, said, I need to talk to you about this. Okay. So put the chair. We sat down. And because all hell broke loose, the Lord already made his angels answer all the questions the woman had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't have to answer. questions. All the questions were right. She had a long list of questions. 1, 2, 3. And she was going down, but she said, oh yeah, I understand this. I get it. And while she's talking, somebody else calls, like, and a neighbor, the next door neighbor, that lady's gone. She's gone to heaven now. But her son-in-law bangs on the door too, because all this hell that broke loose affected their house too. And one of the big trees from our property fell on their house and took their own power too. And so at that same time, electric company was here. The people that were supposed to cut down the trees and remove them, all of them were here. And we were there in the dark office having this interview. And as she was asking her question, I guess I know the answer to this question. I guess that. And then while she's talking, my phone rings. And it's another, it may be telephone company. Yeah, we understand this is going on. When she finished, I guess I have all the answers to my question. I said, I guess you do. And that was it. No man could have done that. No man. You think you know. People say, I think I know how that. You don't know. He's the covenant-keeping God. The covenant-keeping God. He's the covenant-keeping God. And let me tell you, since that day, we have not had another situation like that on this property. Not before, not since then. He is the covenant-keeping. He knows. He's working with you. He knows how to position you every which way. You are not on your own. You are not alone. I told you over and over over the years, you people who you listen to people, well, I pray the Lord delivers you from that. Me, I got delivered a long time ago. I don't listen. All this talk, chap, 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 you know, people. Many people think they know. They think they understand. They say this. They say, just keep walking. That's it. Just keep walking. How much could I have paid that woman from that government office? How much could I have paid her? It's not money. But God sent out some angels that day. They just needed to invade this property. And they did a good job of it. They did a very good job. And by the time they were done, I told you there was no notice. There was no appointment. Deliberately, they do that from that office, because they don't want you prepared. They want to jump on you and be able to, you know, yeah. But God is your preparation. Hallelujah! When you walk with the covenant-keeping God, you have eternal preparation. Hallelujah. You will be ready. Why? Because he said, I will never leave you. So you can be secure. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be concerned. And God is the on-time God. Do you see that? He is the on-time God. Do you see he wasn't late? Do you see he was not late? He was right on time. He was right on time. Let's read one last scripture. Let's take communion today. It's 12:30 already. He's always on time. He's the on-time God. Oh, man. I could tell you stories and stories on so many unrelated things. This year alone, I could tell you stories that will blow your mind. Literally blow your mind. But I will hold it. You know, like I usually do. The one I shared now, this one happened maybe about 3 years or so ago. It's 3 years, maybe two and a half or something. So, yeah, it's ripe. I can put a little of it out. And just a little. Just a little. Just right. Nugget, that's right. Some things happened in 2021 that are amazing to me. When you hear me say those words, Lord, I will never recover from this. Just understand, I am not lying to you. We saw the hands of the Almighty God in ways unimaginable. In ways unimaginable. In ways unimaginable. My friend, Pastor Alan, who I haven't spoken to in a few years now, I think the last time we talked, all of us actually talked, were when we were ministering with in El Paso, Texas, because we both had a connection there. And, you know, he called me out of the blue this week. And, you know, he just needed to talk. And we were catching up. And I was saying things like, you know, it's amazing, but this has been a season of elevation for us in every way. And we kept going, and you could tell the Lord wanted him to call me because I had some things to say that would lift his spirit. His spirit needed to be lifted because they are right there in the dark hole of that pandemic in Miami. And that thing hurt, it crushed so many things around their ministry and their operations. And the Lord wanted him to hear some things I had to say. I wasn't even planned for the call. There was no appointment. In fact, I almost didn't pick it. I almost didn't pick it because I was rushing to go to an appointment. But I said, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to reach him back. It's Pastor Alan. I don't know if you leave a voicemail, then I have to scramble to, and I may not be able to talk to him again this year." I said, I've pushed that appointment aside. We talked for almost an hour. And if I tell you that everything that we have experienced this year has been the hands of the Almighty God. It's just, there is no explaining it. There's no human connection, human this, human. No. Yeah, God used people, but the people we didn't even know. He's a covenant keeper. My time is almost up. I want you to know, he's a covenant keeping God, and he's on time. He is on time. I'm telling you now, he is on time. When you walk with this covenant keeping God, you will not be late. You will not be behind. Don't listen to the lie of the devil that is telling you you are behind your time. No, you are not. Your job, your assignment is to walk with this covenant-keeping God, because this covenant-keeping God is always on time. Let's read this last scripture in Exodus. Read with me in Exodus chapter 1. That's a few verses there, and then let's go into communion. Woo, I'm so excited in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Look at there. Exodus chapter 1. Let's read just a few verses. Let's read 12 to 21. Just read this scripture. You know this story. And I'll make just one or two comments about it and leave it until later. It says here, "But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel." He's talking about, you know, these Egyptians were making their lives hard. But the more they made their lives hard, the more these people multiplied. Remember that scripture we read last week when we were talking about Thanksgiving? I told you three instruments the devil uses to diminish you, to diminish God's people. What are those? Do you remember those? It's oppression, it's affliction, and it's sorrow. I took some time to talk about sorrow last week. But affliction is real. Affliction is real. Affliction is stripping you of benefits that rightfully belong to you. It's stripping you of comforts and stripping you of privileges and stripping you of rights. Satan will seek to afflict you, to diminish you. But look at this scripture right here. He said the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. That's a paradox. That does not happen. Because the reason Satan sends affliction is to do what? To diminish you.
The reason Satan sends affliction is to diminish you, is to make you small, to make you weak. In fact, in that scripture in Psalm 107, he says, when they are diminished and brought low, they are brought down low. He wants to cut you down. He wants to weaken you, strip you. But the Bible says, the more they afflicted them, the more they grew and multiplied. Why? Because they were in covenant with the Almighty God. The covenant of increase was at work in their lives. He said, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shupra and the name of the other was Pua. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew, I want you to pay attention to this thing here. Pay attention to this story right here. There's revelation in here. When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and you see them upon the stools, if it is a son, then kill him. If it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt, listen to this. The king of Egypt called the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing? Why have you saved the young men, the boys, the children I told you to kill? Why have you saved them alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, listen to this now. I want you to listen to this. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, listen now. He said, why have you done this? The midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. Woo-hoo! He said, because they are lively. The Amplified said they are vigorous. Watch this. He said, they are lively and they are delivered before the midwives coming unto them. They are lively, and the Amplified says they are vigorous and they are quickly delivered. Listen to this. Even in the labor room, the covenant of God is at work. Oh, my. Even in the labor room. You serve the on-time God. He's never late. Somebody raise your hand and say, I serve the on-time God. He is never late. He is never late. He said, the Hebrew women, they are different from the Egyptian women. Listen to this. Listen. These Hebrew women that are serving with rigor don't have nutrition. Don't have the right diet. Don't have vitamin supplements. Don't have prenatal visits. Don't have all these privileges that the Egyptian women had. But when they got in the labor room, the covenant. The covenant worketh. The covenant worketh. Woo! It blew my spirit when the Lord showed it to me this week. I thought, ha! He said, even in the labor room, my covenant works. My covenant works. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Your life is made permanently. You are settled. Have no fear. Have no worry. Have no concern. Keep walking with the covenant God. Because he has every part of your life planned out. Whenever it is you get there, as you walk in the covenant, you are on time. I say you are on time. You are not late. God does not work with chronological time. Huh? He doesn't work with natural circumstances. No. What? The way men mark things, God doesn't work like that. When you get there, you are on time. That's when you are ready. And that's when God is ready for you. And that's when it's beautiful. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I think it might be verse 11. It says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. He makes all things beautiful in his time. So you are never late. You are never. I don't care when, how long it took you to get that degree. I don't know when you got that diploma. I don't care how long it took you to get into that situation and start that business and get that career going. I don't care how long it, you are still on time. You are still on time because even in the labor room, his covenant is working. Hallelujah. Woo! Stand to your feet, everybody. Come on. Let's take communion today. Woo-hoo! 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 Tell your neighbor, say, even in the labor room, his covenant is working. Come on. Now, I don't know where your labor room is. I don't know where your place of discomfort is. I don't know where your place of challenge and your place of questioning is. I don't know where your place of rigor is. Your place of uncertainty. I don't know where that is. I don't know where it is that has been crafted for you to make you uncomfortable, to make things difficult for you. I don't know where that is for you. But I'm saying to you, God's covenant works even in the labor room. And God's covenant will work in every place of discomfort in your life. In every season of your life, the covenant will work. Right here, right now, where you are today, the covenant is working. He's putting things in position for you. He's causing men, even people that don't like you, even people that don't like you, he's causing them to look upon you favorably. He's calling strangers from different places. Strangers from different places. He's calling them to bring you gifts. Isn't that part of what we celebrate as Christmas? Hallelujah. These wise men who had never seen Jesus from followed the star and brought him gifts. Brought him gifts. Hallelujah. The covenant will cause things to work in your favor. Things have to work for your benefit. They have to work for your good. And then your physical body, that body clock, has to respond to the covenant. He said, the Hebrew women, they are not like the Egyptian women. Think about that. He's talking about their body. He said, they are not like the Egyptian women. Their body, he said, they are lively. The Amplified said, they are vigorous. And they are delivered quickly. That means there's a time somewhere. Like, if normal delivery is supposed to be like 30 minutes, the covenant will work in the body of the Hebrew women and say, come on, for you it's not 30 minutes, for you it's 10, for you it's 5. Come on, bring forth. Bring forth. Because God is already on time. By the time the people came into the labor room who wanted to stop you from producing life, they came and found that life is already here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's nothing they can do about it. There is absolutely nothing they can do about it. Hallelujah. Because the covenant of the Lord, even in the labor room, it works. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Father. It's going to be good, folks. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. He's making everything all right. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's coming together for you. The clouds are already gathered. The rain is getting ready to be released upon your life. You are on time. You are on time. You are not behind. You are on time. You are right where you need to be right now. You are on time. All the favors, the clouds of favors and graces of life and the blessings that have been prepared for you have come together for you in this season. And you are ready. You are ready. You are ready. So just take it and run with it. Take it and run with it. And stay hooked up to that covenant keeping God. Hold on firmly to the covenant he has made with you. Don't let go of it. Don't let go of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I prophesy good upon you. I'm just going to obey the Holy Spirit here. I prophesy good upon you and your families. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy good upon you and your families. That in supernatural ways, God will visit you. In unimaginable ways, God will attend to the concerns of your life. God will come around you when you least expect it. In the name of Jesus, heaven will attend to the issues of your life when you least imagine that it's going to happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will cause, He will cause the seeds that have been sitting in the ground for so long, they will sprout, they will sprout, they will sprout, they will sprout. They will sprout. They will come with new life. They will come with new life. They will come with new life. Hallelujah. 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 And from the sprout, you will find the blade. From the blade, you will find the air. From the air, you'll find the full air and the full harvest of life and full harvest of blessings. Hallelujah. You are in time with God. You are on time with God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Let's close this service. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. Raise up your hands to heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.